हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಯಜುರ್ವೇದಿಯೇ ಉಪನಿಷದಿ ಕಾಠಕೋಪನಿಷದಿ ಪ್ರಥಮೋಧ್ಯಾಯೇ ದ್ವಿತೀಯಾವಲ್ಯಾಂ ವಯಂ ದ್ವಾದಶ ಮಂತ್ರಾನ್ ಪೂರ್ವಮೇವ ದೃಷ್ಟವಂತಃ. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ 12 ಮಂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್. ಪ್ರಿಸೀಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ದಿಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ 12th ಮಂತ್ರ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯಮ concludes his glorification. What all did he glorify? By way of praising Nachiketaha, he actually glorified the knowledge and they glorified the benefit of the knowledge and he glorified the very Atma itself. How glorious the Atma is, therefore, the knowledge of that glorious Atma is very great. And that knowledge is great because it is the liberating knowledge. And the one who is aspiring of that knowledge also is what? Really? A mature, great person. Of course, the one who has attained that jnanam is the absolutely great. The one who is aspiring for that knowledge, craving for that knowledge also is great. So, he explained why this knowledge is great. Okay, we'll go to the next mantra. And if we read this mantra once, the 12th mantra, it will be easy for us to continue.
Tandurdarshan godhamanu pravishtam guhahitam gahvareshtam puranam ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಯೋಗಾಧಿಗಮೇನ ದೇವಂ ಮತ್ವಾ ಧೀರೋ ಹರ್ಷಶೋಕೌ ಜಹಾತಿ.
ಹೌ ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಗೂಢ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಅನುಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಗುಹಾಹಿತ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಗಹ್ವರಿಷ್ಟ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ಪುರಾಣ, ಆತ್ಮ ಇಸ್ ದೇವ. ಅಂಡ್ ತಂ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶಂ ಗೂಢಂ ಅನುಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಗುಹಾಹಿತಂ ಗಹ್ವರೇಷ್ಟಂ ಪುರಾಣಂ ದೇವಂ ಮತ್ವಾ. ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಬೈ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಆಸ್ ಅ ಡಿಸ್ಕವರರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಆತ್ಮ, ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಧೀರ, ಅ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಎಂಜಾಯ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೆಜರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಪೇಯ್ನ್. ಹರ್ಷ ಶೋಕೌ ಜಹಾತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಬಟ್ ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ಅಧಿಗಮೇನ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಸಿ ದ ಸೆಂಟೆನ್ಸ್, ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಯೋಗ ಅಧಿಗಮೇನ. ಬೈ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿಸಿಪ್ಲಿನ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಯೋಗ ಅಪ್ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಟೈನ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ. So here in 13th mantra, this one word adhyatma yoga adhigam, adhyatma yoga is taken and explained here. So the 13th mantra which we are going to see is nothing but the explanation of the word adhyatma yoga. Adhyatma yoga adhigamaha means taking to the study of the Shastram. Adhyatma means the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self. And yoga here means the knowledge. Adhyatma yoga means knowledge of the self. So Adhyatma yoga actually implies the Jnana Yoga. What is Jnana Yoga? Jnana Yoga is Adhyatma Yoga, is a thing but a discipline. And what is this discipline? The discipline is for the knowing the Atma. One has to be given to this discipline of Jnana Yoga in order to attain the Jnanam. So Jnana Yoga is, Adhyatma Yoga is the discipline to be followed to attain the Jnanam. It is the means of attaining the knowledge. Therefore, the Adhyatma Yoga is much made very clear in this 13th mantra. So Adhyatma Yoga, otherwise said to be Jnana Yoga, involves three steps. And these three steps must be followed sequentially. We cannot change the order. There is Shravanam. There is Mananam. There is Nidhyasanam. Even though you already know these things, better listen, understand this thoroughly. So Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam are these three words. These three words are gerunds. So Shravanam, listening, Mananam, reinforcing or reflecting upon the teaching, and Nididhyasanam means contemplating. So here Shravanam means being exposed to the teaching. How one can expose the teaching? From the beginning, systematically, regularly, continuously, consistently, listening to the unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Shastram. And this unfoldment of the meanings of the words of the Shastram must be done by a competent teacher who knows the sampradaya. So when the meanings of the words of the Shastram are unfolded in a certain way, following the methods, appropriate methods, then of course the student will definitely have a vision of the truth, vision of the truth obtaining as one's own self. Knowledge will definitely rise. So, in the wake of the knowledge of the self, ignorance resolves. Therefore, the purpose of Shravanam becomes served when the ignorance resolves, when the knowledge takes place, thereby ignorance resolves. Before Shravanam, a person is Ajnani, totally Ajnani. There is no understanding at all. But after listening to the teaching continuously, repeatedly, again and again for length of time, with the focus attention and knowing the value of the Shravanam, how can a person miss the vision? Definitely, ignorance will resolve, knowledge does rise. Knowledge rises, ignorance resolves. So, Ajnana Nivrittihi, removal of ignorance, resolution of ignorance is the benefit and the result of this, following the first step of this discipline called Shravanam. Even though a person has the understanding, still, when he happens to listen to some other people who hold on to different views and opinions, different contentions, being given to different schools of thought, when they present their view of the Atma, where their view of the reality, one's knowledge can wobble, one's knowledge can be shaken. The doubt, oh, This is how I understood through Shravanam. They hold on to those views. So it's slight doubts also may come. Then what one should do? Again, one must repeatedly listen or re-listen to what one has heard and understood already. The first time when you're exposed, everything was very new. Second time, a third time, when you again and again re-listen to the same teaching and reflect upon the same teaching, what happened? You can understand the fallacies, the limitations of people of other schools of thought, people of different views. So with due respect to their knowledge and understanding, still one can have clear, doubt-free understanding of subject matter of the Shastra. And this re-listening to the teaching, repeatedly listening to what one has heard and understood already, thereby reflecting upon the teaching, having the all possible doubts resolved, thereby having one's clear, doubt-free knowledge is what? The mananam. So the next step involved in this adhyatma yoga or jnana yoga is the discipline of mananam. So mananam must be done only after shravanam. Mananam can be done only after shravanam, because doubts cannot arise unless you have some understanding or the other. At least shravanam definitely will give a proper understanding. Still, it can be shaken when we listen to other people's views. But again, reflecting upon the same teaching helps one see the clarity of one's own understanding and to resolve one's doubts caused by others' views. Therefore, the benefit of this discipline of mananam is samshaya nivrittihi. Samshaya nivrittihi means samshayanam nivrittihi mananena bhavati. Mananena samshaya nivrittihi bhavati. Shravanena ajnana nivrittihi bhavati. Resolution of ignorance happens as a result of listening continuously for a length of time, consistently. But resolution of doubts happens as a result of reflecting upon the teaching one has heard and understood. But still, even the doubt-free, clear knowledge also has the possibility of being forgotten because of the habit-caused errors. A samsara itself is because of what? Samsara is not because of ignorance. Samsara is caused by the error in the perception. Erroneous perception of the self, thereby the erroneous perception of the world alone contributes for this samsara, the bondage. Therefore, error has to be corrected. But when the error is caused by ignorance, initially, this erroneous self-perception, the erroneous perception of the world is because of the ignorance of the truth obtaining as one's own self. So Shravanam resolves the ignorance. By Shravanam, one can have one's ignorance resolved. Ignorance is resolved by Shravanam. Thereby, the error caused by Ignorance also can be corrected. But still, error continues to be there. The error caused by ignorance becomes resolved. But still, error caused by habits. Even though a person has this jnanam, going through the shravanam and mananam, having very clear, doubt-free understanding of the reality, obtaining as one's own self, still there is possibility of making errors, having errors in one's perception. And these errors are not because of ignorance. Still the erroneous perception of the self continues. Erroneous perception of the world continues even after having attained clear, doubt-free knowledge. Then the doubts might come. Why should I study Shastram? What is the benefit of breaking my head and studying, listening to the teachings for so long, understanding so much? Again, having the clear understanding again and reflecting upon the teaching, having all the doubts resolved, what is the use of having this clear knowledge? Still, a person is not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge because of these errors, but not caused by ignorance, caused by habits. If a person is not able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge, that knowledge is as good as ignorance only. Because in ignorance, a person suffers because of his erroneous perception. Even after the attainment of clear knowledge, still a person suffers because of his errors in his perception. Then what is the benefit? Therefore, one has to enjoy the benefit of the knowledge, for which these errors caused by habits also must be resolved, for which one has to have this vision, this doubt-free, clear understanding must become ever remembered, never forgotten, assimilated, ascertained vision. If a person has this assimilated, ascertained vision, it can never be forgotten, that whenever necessary, this knowledge will be available for him handy, that he can be objective, he can be objective in all situations, that without internalizing the situations, being objective, one can remain unafflicted, one can remain unaffected objectively in all situations. One can remain unaffected by one's own physical conditions. One can remain unafflicted by one's own mental conditions. Others' physical mental conditions also will not affect you. Your own physical mental conditions also will not afflict you. You will be objective, doing the needful. And this objectivity is freedom. Unafflictedness is freedom. And which is the benefit? For which Shastram says, in order to enjoy the benefit of this knowledge, to have this knowledge ascertained and assimilated, one has to practice this discipline of Nididhyasanam. This Nididhyasanam is nothing but constantly, continuously seeing what one has clearly understood as one's own self. Through Shravanam and Mananam, one would have clearly understood what one's essential nature is. Without any distraction, disturbance, paying the whole attention to what one has clearly understood and repeatedly seeing what one's own essential nature is as understood through Shravanam and Mananam is Nididhyasanam. If a person repeatedly practices this Nididhyasanam, it is said to be contemplation. So contemplation or Nididhyasanam is nothing but repeatedly dwelling upon the fact one has understood clearly through Shravanam and Mananam, thereby seeing what one's own essential nature is Nididhyasanam. As a result of this Nididhyasanam, one can take ownership of one's own essential nature. Thereby, one can be objective towards everything that is happening in this world. One can remain unafflicted. This is the attainment of absolute end. There is no greater accomplishment than discovering the freedom which is already there as one's own self, as one's own nature. And here Lord Yama says, Hey Nachiketaha, and you are adequately prepared student, and in front of, I'm here as your teacher, and you are here as the prepared student, so that there's no reason for knowledge to take place. Of course, knowledge will take place, and for you, the entrance of the mansion of Brahma is already kept open for you. That's what he says. Let us see the mantra now. Okay. So with this 13th mantra, Lord Yama will stop praising the knowledge or the benefit of knowledge or even Nachiketaha. This is the concluding verse of Lord Yama's glorification of Nachiketas also. So, having discovered the Atma by going through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, Adhyatma Yoga, a person becomes free from the paths of opposites. A person becomes unafflicted by the paths of opposites, which is said to be giving up pleasure and pain. The series mantra, Kancha, Shankaracharya says, knowing whom, he said, Yetat Shrutva Samparigrihya Martyaha. Yetat Shrutva Samparigrihya Martyaha. Yetat Shrutva Samparigrihya Martyaha. Pravrihya Dharmyam Anumeta Mapya. Pravrihya dharmyam anumeta mapya. Pravrihya dharmyam anumeta mapya. Samodate modaniyam hi labdhva. Samodate modaniyam hi labdhva. Vivrutam sadma nachiketa sammanye. Vivrutam sadma nachiketa sammanye.
एतच्छ्रुत्वा सम्परिगृह्य मर्त्यः प्रवृह्य धर्म्यमनुमेतमाप्य स मोदते मोदनीयम् हि लब्ध्वा विवृतम् सद्म नचिकेतसं मन्ये.
ओके सो फर्स्ट ही सेज सह मोदते. मोदते मीन्स व्हाट? दैट पर्सन रेवल्स. सह मोदते. सह मोदते दैट मोदते मोदते मुदु इज द रूट. मोदते मीन दैट पर्सन रिजॉयसेस, दैट पर्सन डिलाइट्स, दैट पर्सन रेवल्स. हाउ डज ही रेवल? लब्ध्वा. लब्ध्वा मीन्स having arrived at, having gained the knowledge of the Atma, there being having arrived at the reality, having attained the knowledge of the Atma means what? Having arrived at the reality in terms of knowledge, obtaining as one's own self. Having arrived at the reality, how do we say this? Modaniyam labdhva. See, modaniyam means that which is reveling always is modaniyam. See, modate revels. Modaniyaha means what now? That which is always reveling. It is a anir. Pratyanta Shabda, that which is always reveling. So what is that is always reveling? Here, Atma is ever happy. It means Atma, which is of the nature of happiness, the absolute reality obtaining as the self, which is ever of the nature of happiness, is implied by this word, meant by this word, modaniyam. So that person revels, having arrived at the absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self, which is ever of the nature of happiness, it's ever of the nature of fullness. Which means, saha modaniyam labdhva modate, modaniyam labdhva modate. This person rejoices, revels, not because of some achievement, accomplishment in this world, not because of gaining, attaining something else in the world, not because of any accomplishment of achievement of or gaining of any object in this world, but having gained the knowledge of the self, having arrived at the very source of happiness, having arrived at that which is of the nature of happiness, not as an object, as one's own self, this person now revels in the vision of fullness, of happiness. Seeing happiness, that which is of the nature of happiness, as one's own self. Okay. In order for this person to revel in the vision of fullness of happiness, having arrived at the reality which is of the nature of happiness, which is the source of happiness, what has this person done? He said, first, yetatu shrutva. Yetatu, let me make three verbs here. Yetatu shrunoti. Shrutva means having heard. The whole order of Jnana Yogaha is presented in this mantra very briefly. Shrutva, having heard. Having heard means what? This indicable participle indicates the first thing one has to do is what? Listening. Shravanam kritva. ஏதத் சுத்வாமின் ஸ்ரவணம் கிருத்வா, ஹேவிங் டன் தி ஸ்ரவணம், ஏதத்து ஸ்ருணோதி, அ பர்சன் லிசன்ஸ், 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 ஹவ் கண்டினியூஸ்லி, கன்சிஸ்டன்ட்லி, சிஸ்டமேட்டிக்கலி, வித் தி ஹெல்ப் ஆஃப் தி டீச்சர், மீன் ஃப்ரம் தி காம்பிட்டன்ட் டீச்சர், and who teaches the shastram in keeping with the proper methods, okay, making use of the proper methods. So etat shrutva, having heard this, having heard what? Having heard the unfoldment of the nature of this, the reality obtaining as the nearest self. Etat means this. Etat shutva means having heard the unfoldment of the nature of the Atma, the meanings of the words of the Shastram, revealing the nature of the Atma systematically, consistently for a length of time, then what does he do? This person, he understands ignorance, he gets his ignorance resolved, then he understands. He has jnanam, he attains jnanam, jnanam jayate, jnana, knowledge rises, ignorance becomes resolved. But still, it is possible for one's knowledge to be shaken by views of other people who also have their own strong arguments to say that they are wrong, rather they are right from their standpoints. So understanding other people's views from their standpoints and seeing one's own understanding from the absolute standpoint, understanding their limitations and understanding their fallacies, thereby having all one's doubts also resolved, is possible only when a person reflects upon the same teaching. Therefore, what does he do? Then repeatedly reflecting upon what he has heard and understood, this person now has a clear knowledge, doubt-free knowledge. This having clear, doubt-free knowledge by going through discipline of mananam is meant by his expression, samparigrihya. Samparigrihya. Let me make it very clear. There is the samparigrihya also is what? The indeclinable participle. Having clearly grasped. Let me make it very clear. There, grih is the dhatu. What is the verb? Grinnati. Parigrinnati. Grinnati grasps, takes, holds. Parigrinnati grasps thoroughly. Samparigrinnati. Samyak parigrinnati. Samyak parigrinnati means this person understands thoroughly, clearly. Means understanding is what? Thorough, clear understanding. Doubt-free understanding. Samparigrahanam the person has. By going through the discipline of mananam, now having his doubts resolved, this person has samparigrahanam, clear knowledge. So here the mantra says, samparigrihya, having clearly, doubtlessly understood, having resolved all his doubts also. Now, Martyaha, this person This martyaha means what? Every human being, any human being who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, whose death is definite, that person, a mortal human being, has clear, doubt-free knowledge. But still, he now dwells upon repeatedly that clear understanding he has. That I, the knower, am distinct from the known world of material objects, including my body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, I, the knower, am abstract, formless consciousness. Aham Brahma Asmi. So this person understands. Then he repeatedly dwells upon the fact of one's own self being the all-pervasive reality, obtaining as one's own self, and which is of the nature of pure consciousness. Constantly seeing the fact of one's own self being the knower, and one's own self, the knower being pure, formless consciousness implied by the term Atma or Brahma. And this contemplation he does. So, pravrihya. Pravrihati is the verb. Pravrihati. Pravrihati, if you go and search for the meaning, it gives completely different word meaning. Pravrihati literally means drawing, pulling, attracting towards one's own self. That's the meaning. Pravrihati. Drawing, attracting, pulling towards one's own self is called pravrihati. But here, pravrihya here means having dwelt upon, having contemplated upon one's own essential nature being abstract, formless reality consciousness. Pravrihya. So, Shutva, Samparigrihya, Pravrihya. All these three indignable participles, having heard, having clearly understood, having dwelt upon these three words, stand for three steps which constitute the Jnana Yogaha, the discipline of Adhyatma Yogaha. Okay. Pravrihya. So, as a result of contemplation, what happens? He says, Apya. Apya means what? Having arrived at. Cognitively, intellectually, having arrived at. Yetam. The reality obtaining as the nearest self. And reality, which is subtle, anu. Anum etam apya, having arrived at this subtle reality, obtaining as the nearest self. Okay. And here, dharmyam. Dharmyam anum etam apya. So here, etam anum dharmyam. All the three words mean the reality obtaining as the nearest self. Etam, this. This means what? Nearest self. What is nearest self? The reality of the entire cosmos obtaining as the nearest self, available for recognition as the very content of I, the knower, and which is extremely subtle in its nature, and which is also implied by the term dharmyaha. So this person arrived at, after going through three steps, shutva, samparigrihya, pravrihya, this person has what now? Clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision. He has arrived at the result, truth, obtaining as nearest self, and which is extremely subtle, which is also known as dharmyaha. Okay. Dharmyam anum etam prapya. Now here, why this reality obtaining as the nearest self? We know the word atma, implied by the term atma. We know why it is also implied by another word anuhu. Extremely subtle, inexplicably subtle. Therefore, the known word to mean subtle something subtle is anu. That's fine. Dharmyaha. See, I'm going to see the Shankaracharya's commentary later on. Way the atma which can be arrived at only by going through, only by following the way of life governed by dharma, enjoined by the shastram. Therefore, atma is meant by another word, dharmyaha. We'll see the later on explanation. So dharmyam etam dharmam anum prapya. This person prapnoti. Prapnoti, apnoti means what? He arrives at cognitively the all-pervasive absolute reality of the whole universe, which is extremely subtle in its nature, which can be arrived at only by following the way of life enjoined by the shastram. So this person arrives at that reality. Then what does he do? Arrives at means what? He claims, he takes ownership of that all-pervasive reality, obtaining as nearest self as the truth of I. I, the knower, am consciousness. I the knower am Atma, Aham Brahma Asmi. He has this ascertained, doubt-free, clear vision. After having contemplated upon the fact, understood, he has the doubt-free, ascertained vision. Clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision, assimilated vision. When he has assimilated, ascertained vision, for him happiness is that which is of the nature of happiness, that which is ever happy, which is source of happiness, is the reality obtaining as one's own self. So having claimed, take ownership of that reality which is of the nature of happiness as one's own self, the person revels. Modaniyam hi labdhva, he revels in the vision of fullness of happiness being his own surupam. Okay. Having said this, now Lord Yama tells, having just elaborated the meaning of the word Adhyatma Yoga mentioned in the previous verse, in this mantra, the word Adhyatma Yoga mentioned in the previous mantra has been elaborated in this 13th mantra by Lord Yama. Having elaborated that, Lord Yama tells Nachiketas, Nachiketasam manye, I consider Nachiketaha as the one for whom sadma vivrutam, Sadma means palace, mansion. The mansion of freedom, the mansion of Brahma, the mansion of reality, Vivrutam, is kept open. Vivrutam means has been opened. Which, what does it mean? Brahman is mansion? No. What it means is, as if he, as in moksha is as though like a big mansion, and Brahman is as though like a big mansion. For him, for Nachiketas, all the qualifications are there. Taking ownership of the Brahman as one's own self will not take very long. It is nothing for Nachiketas. Quickly he will have it. He will not even require manam and nididhyasanam. He is a uttama adhikari. He will immediately attain this jnanam. Shravanam itself is enough for Nachiketaha. How do we know that? My God, his preparedness is that. Preparedness is such that Shravanam itself will be enough for him. That we understand how prepared he is, how well informed he is. That Shravanam itself is enough for him. To know his standard, we have to read the following mantra. Okay. So Lord Yama says, hey, moksha is really available for you. Just you have to, all that you need to do is what? Just claim it. You have to take ownership of it. Because your sarupam is Brahma. Moksha is sarupam of Brahma, which is yourself. And just take it, claim, take ownership of it. Therefore, Lord Yama says, I consider Nachiketas to be absolutely prepared for claiming Brahman, take ownership of Brahman, being already as your own self, as one's own self. Therefore, he says, Sadma Vivrutam, this palace of Brahman, palace of the reality, the palace of happiness, is as if, you know, open for him. Without any, it is not closed for him. Means what? He will not be deprived of the vision. He will be blessed with the vision. Nachiketas has all qualifications that he cannot be deprived at all of the vision. There's no reason for him to be deprived. And he will definitely be blessed with the vision and the absolute accomplishment of moksha. That is what is implied by this last sentence. Nachiketasam manye sadma vivrutam. I can Nachiketa as the one for whom the sadma is already open. Okay. Etat shrutva etam samparigrihya etam anum dharmyam samparig etam dharmyam samparigrihya pravrihya anum apya modaniyam labdhva. You have to say the order in this way. Yetat shutva, step one. Yetam samparigrihya, second step. Dharmyam pravrihya. So yetat, yetam, dharmyam, all the words mean the same. Yetat shutva, yetam samparigrihya, dharmyam pravrihya, anum apya. Having arrived at this subtle reality, obtaining as one's own self, then modaniyam labdhva, having arrived at the truth, obtaining as one's own self as the source of all happiness, only source of all happiness, then saha martyaha modate, that person revels in the vision of the nature of one's own self being happiness. Therefore, what he says, Nachiketasam manye means what? Aham Nachiketasam manye. I consider Nachiketa as the one Sadma Vrutam for whom this palace of happiness, Brahma, is open already. This is the literal meaning. Okay. Let us see the Bhashyam. Etad. Etad is the first verse, first word, etat. So here, etad means what? Atmatattvam. See, etat is a third person singular pronoun, meaning this. Etat sutva means having heard about this means what? What does the word this means? Atmatattvam. Etat means what? Atmatattvam. Atmatattvam means what? The truth of the self. Atmanaha tattvam, atmatattvam, the truth of the self, essential nature of the self. So the only truth of the entire world, the only all-pervasive reality implied by the term Atma is what? Atmatattvam. The only all-pervasive reality of the entire cosmos, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, every individual, implied by the term Atma is Atmatattvam. Okay. Yad aham vakshyami. Lord Yama says, yad, that Atmatattvam, aham vakshyami, I shall unfold. I am going to unfold. So the Atmatattvam, which I am going to unfold, which the knowledge of which I am going to impart. The knowledge of Atmatattvam, which I am going to impart, which the Atmatattvam, which I shall unfold. Explain. Okay. Tatushrutva, having heard that unfoldment of the nature of the self, Acharya Prasadat, by the grace of the teacher, Acharya Prasadat, by the grace of the teacher, because of the blessing of the teacher, having heard the unfoldment of the nature of that self, samyak atmabhavena parigrihya. Samyak means what? Well, means what? Atmabhavena, as one's own self. So having heard the unfoldment of the nature of the reality with the help of the teacher, because of the blessing of the teacher, by the grace of the teacher, as the reality, as one's own self, Atma Bhavena Parigrihya, having clearly understood that reality, Atma, as one's own self, clearly. So, Parigrihya means what? Upadaya. Upadaya means what? Now, for him, the truth, reality is not an object. He has claimed Atma as one's own self. Clearly has understood. So, Atma Bhavena Parigrihya Upadaya. The person, having clearly understood, Martyaha. Martya means what? Marana Dharma. Marana Dharma. Martyaha Marana Dharma. Marana Dharma. See, the individual human being who is subject to death, who is bound by death, inevitable death. It says marana dharma. Marana dharma, that person, dharmyam pravruhya. Okay, here, dharmat anapetam dharmyam. What is dharmyam? See, dharmyaha is also another word implying the atma. The abstract, subtlest, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the nearest self, alone is implied by the term dharmyaha. What is it with dharmyaha? Dharmat anapetam anapetaha iti dharmyaha. Dharmyat anapetaha means this reality of the whole, which can be arrived only as the nearest self, is not in any way away from the Shastra teaching. What does it mean? Atma away from the Shastra teaching means what? Dharmyat anapetaha. Means this reality can be arrived at only by strictly following the Vedic way, the way of life enjoined by the Veda Shastram. And the way of enjoying the Veda Shastram is governed by Dharma. And the way of life itself is a discipline. Therefore, dharmat anapetam means dharmaha is the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, governed by Dharma is dharmaha. Anapetaha means that which is not away from the dharma, means that which can be attained in terms of knowledge only by living, following the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Therefore, it is said to be what? Dharmyaha. Dharmat anapetaha dharmyaha. Tam dharmat anapetam dharmyam pravruhya. Okay. See, pravruhya means udyamya. Udyamya means what? Having lifted, having cognitively shifted, having lifted means what? Having discerned, which means having distinguished cognitively, intellectually, having discerned the formless consciousness, which is inseparable from the material body-mind-sense complex. It's physically inseparable, but cognitively discernible. Cognitively, it can be distinguished. Therefore, pravruhya means having cognitively, intellectually discerned, distinguished the formless consciousness from material body mind sense complex. That's the meaning. Prithakritya. Pravruhya means udyamya. Udyamya means what? Prithakritya. Separating. From what? Sharirādehe. See, physically we cannot separate consciousness from the body, mind, sense complex. We cannot distance the abstract formless consciousness from the gross, tangible body, mind, sense complex, material body, mind, sense complex. So physical separation is not at all possible. There's a proximity. Inseparably, they are united. We cannot separate. Like what? Like the light and the opaque thing which is illumined by the light. Just as the opaque thing which shines in the presence of the light cannot be separated at all from the light. Separate, what will happen? And the opaque thing will become, will be as good as non-existent. It's impossible. There is no physical distance between the light and the opaque thing. Similarly, there is no physical distance between time distance, the physical distance between what? The abstract reality consciousness and the body mansions complex. In fact, nothing in the world is outside of consciousness. That we'll understand later on. Therefore, this person, after having done Shravanam and Mananam, now he repeatedly sees how I, the knower, am consciousness, which is not distant from the body mind sense complex, which is distinct from the body mind sense complex. The seeing repeatedly one's own essential nature being distinct from the body mind sense complex is nidhyasanam. It's called what? It's meant by the word pravrihya, udyamya, prithakritya, having cognitively distinguished the consciousness, because physically inseparable, but intellectually, cognitively having distinguished it and seeing the consciousness as one's own self is what? Nidhyasanam. What is nidhyasanam? Intellectually, cognitively discerning the consciousness from the material body mind sense complex and claiming, take ownership of that consciousness alone as the knower, surupam of the I, the knower, thereby seeing I am consciousness, I, the knower, am consciousness. Repeatedly seeing this is what? Nididhyasanam. Therefore, prithakritya, prithakkaroti, means what? Separates. As he says, separates means distinguishes, discerns. Okay. Then what is next word? Anum. Same anu is also what here? Atma only is meant by the word anuhu. Anuhu literally means atom. But atom is a surplus material aspect. But here, anuhu, the word is used to mean atma because sukshmam, subtle, objective case. Etam, anu means sukshmam. Etam, atmanam. Etam, anum means sukshmam. The subtle. Etam, atmanam. This atma means what? I told you many times. All pervasive, only reality of the world, entire cosmos, obtaining as the innermost essence, as the nearest self, as the very meaning of the word I, the knower. Therefore, it's Atma. Etam Atmanam Apya. Okay. Do you have to walk very far to reach yourself? Apya means having arrived at, having reached. So, having attained, having gained. Do you have to gain yourself? Do you have to attain yourself? Do you have to reach yourself? How can you reach yourself? The reaching, attaining, gaining of anything is possible only if it is away from you, other than you, distant from you. Isn't it? How is it possible for you to attain yourself? So here, apya means prapya. Prapya, apya means the same. Prapnoti, apnoti. Prapya means apya. Having arrived at one's own self in terms of knowledge. Having arrived at one's own self in terms of knowledge. Having arrived at, having understood one's own self. Martyaha, this mortal human being, individual human being, because he has arrived at the reality obtaining as one's own self cognitively. Therefore, he is no more ignorant. He is a wise person, vidwan. The ignorant mortal human being now has become what? Vidwan, ajnani. As a wise person, modate, he rejoices, he revels. How does he revel? Modaniyam, harshaniyam. Modaniyam means what? Harshaniyam. See, modaniyam should be taken as a noun here. That which is of the nature of happiness. Even though it is a participle, see, it should be taken as a noun here. Modaniyam, that which is of the nature of happiness. Therefore, that which is the only source of all forms of pleasures and happiness. What is which is of nature of happiness? Atma. Modaniyam Atmanam Labdhva. Harshaniyam Atmanam Labdhva. Having arrived at the reality, obtaining as the nearest self, which is of the nature of happiness, which is the only source of happiness, this person rejoices, revels in the vision of fullness of happiness being one's own nature. Okay, next sentence. Tad, yetad, evam vidham. Tad, yetad, evam vidham. Tad, yetad, evam vidham. That reality, obtaining as the nearest self, tad stands for that absolute reality of the entire cosmos. And yetad means what? Obtaining as the nearest self, as the truth of I. That Atma, evam vidham, tad yetad evam vidham. So that reality, obtaining as the nearest self, which alone has been discussed now, here, discussed here, is what is also said to be, is also known as Brahma Sadma. See, the word Brahma is not in the mantra. So Shankara Bhagavatpada as his word Brahma. Brahma Sadma. Brahma Sadma must be together. Brahmanaha Sadma. It is a palace, the mansion of Brahma. What is mansion of Brahma? I don't get confused, okay? There's no mansion here. There's no building here. There's no palace here. Again, first of all, Brahman is not a mansion. Brahman does not have any mansion. What is Brahma? See, why it is a mansion? Because that which accommodates the whole jagat is Brahma. So Brahma, see, Brahma means Brahman itself is Sadma. There's no mansion of Brahma. The mansion is nothing but Brahman itself. So mansion of Brahman, nothing but Brahma. Why? Brahman is the mansion here. Brahman's mansion is Brahma. I mean, the abode of Brahman is Brahman. Brahman is nothing but the reality which is of the nature of self-existence is said to be what? A sadma, a mansion. And what is the mansion? Mansion stands for abode. Where does Brahman exist? Brahman is of the nature of self-existence. The reality is the nature of self-existence. The abstract formless reality is not dependent on anything else in the world for its existence. The Brahman is the self-existence. And Brahman, which is of the nature of self-existence, is what? Is the existence of the entire world, including time and space. So nothing in the world exists outside of the consciousness, outside of the awareness, outside of the knowledge. Therefore, time exists in knowledge, awareness, space exists in awareness, the whole cosmos of all the 14 worlds exists in awareness, and in this, even this tiny world of human beings, of countless innumerable forms, names and functions, also doesn't exist. Nothing exists outside of this Brahma. Everything enjoys existence in Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the existence of the whole everything here. Therefore, it's said to be what now? Brahma is said to be mansion. Brahman's mansion means Brahman is the mansion. Brahman is the abode which accommodates everything here. And that Brahma, to arrive at the reality of the whole Jagat, the Brahma which accommodates everything, it's all pervasive. To arrive at that Brahma, one need not do anything else. That Brahman is available as what? One's own self for recognition. Therefore, the Atma Jnanam is Brahma Jnanam. Therefore, Lord Yama tells, Nachiketasam Tvam Prati Apavritadvaram. Nachiketasam Tvam Prati Apavritadvaram. Apavritam, see, avritam means closed. Apavritam means opened. Let me make it very clear. Vru is the dhatu. Vrunoti chooses. In Sanskrit class, I taught you varaha, varanam, vrunoti. Vrunoti chooses. Varaha, choice. Varanam, choosing. Now, avrunoti. Avrunoti covers. That's why ignorance is called avaranam. But here, avrunoti means closes, covers. Apavrunoti opens. Avrunoti closes, covers. Apavrunoti, we add apa. Apa avrunoti. Vrunoti avrunoti. Apavrunoti. Apavrunoti opens. Apavrita opened. Now, apavrita dwaram bhavanam. That the door of which, entrance of which is opened. So, brahmanaha bhavanam, brahmanaha sadma, this Brahman is, the palace of Brahman, mansion of Brahman is there with its door opened. Opened for whom? Tvam prati, Nachiketasam prati, means for Nachiketas. Tvam means objective case. When you add prati, it gives a fourth case meaning. For Nachiketas. Tvam prati Nachiketas, hey Nachiketas, for you Nachiketas, this mansion of Brahman is there with its door opened. Apavritam dwaram yasya, tad apavrita dwaram bhavanam, which means nirvritam, nirvritam apavrita dwaram. Abhimukhi bhutam. Abhimukhi bhutam manye. I consider you as the one for whom the door of Brahman's mansion is opened. And facing you means what? You're proceeding as if you're walking towards that Brahmanaha Bhavanam. You're walking toward Brahmanaha Bhavanam. And then the door is what? Is facing towards you. What does it mean? You need not work hard. You need not go this side and that side and back side of the Bhavanam. You go straight and you had entered the Brahman's Bhavanam only. That's what is meant by the word Abhimukhi Bhutam. Abhimukhi Bhutam. It is this, the palace of Brahman is there with this door opened facing you. Means what now? The door is facing you means you have to come straight into the Brahmanaha Bhavanam only. You need not go anywhere else. Sometimes now we had to go to the back door, side door. No. Straight you had to enter to the Brahman's mansion. What does it mean? There's no mansion, there's no building, nothing. All that Lord Yama says is, hey Nachiketas, you are absolutely qualified, eligible. You are ready for jnanam. The Shravanam itself is enough. You're listening to what I'm going to teach, impart to you. What will you do? You will just arrive at that Atma, all pervasive reality, obtaining as your own self within no minute, within no second. Immediately, you will discover yourself being Brahman. Immediately, effortlessly, you will arrive at your Surupam, being Brahman. Therefore, what? Moksha is readily there for you. All that you need to do is you have to claim it. Any individual has to claim it, take ownership of it by discovering it. Therefore, mokshartham. So your moksha is there for you to claim and take ownership of it as your own nature. Therefore, tvam manye iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea conveyed here. What idea conveyed here? Iti abhiprayaha. This is the idea. This is the idea conveyed here. Means that Nachiketas is appropriately qualified to receive the teaching. Therefore, it will not take very long for him to have his ultimate goal fulfilled, to attain his absolute end. That's the meaning. Okay. So I'm going to stop now. No way. I want to do another meaning, another verse also. It's not very such a small, tiny verse, but still. Now, finished. So the 14th mantra, I'll tell you briefly. Nachiketas politely says, he felt, oh my God, Lord Yama is praising me so much. Simply he's praising and praising and praising, has not yet given what I've been waiting for. So he politely says, yadi aham yogyaha, yadi bhavan prasannaha cha asti, tarhi bhagavan mam prati. No? What does he say now? Shankaracharya's first sentence. Yadi aham yogyaha, Bhagavan, O Lord, with respectfully, hey Bhagavan, O Lord Yama, yadi aham yogyaha, if I am qualified, if I am eligible, in your books, in your understanding, tarhi, prasannaha cha asi, and you are also pleased, mam prati prasannaha asi, You are also pleased with me, I think, Lord Yama. Mam prati prasannaha asi, prasannaha cha asi. If you think I am eligible, I am qualified, and you are also pleased with me, therefore, tadvada, please do teach me that. Please impart the knowledge of the truth. Okay? Okay, let me stop now and we will continue the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. See, Acharya Prasadat means by the grace of the teacher, the blessing of the teacher. So, being taught by the teacher itself is what? Having the blessing of the teacher. Therefore, Sakashat means from him. That's the meaning. Literally, it's like when we translate into Tamil or any other Indian language. Acharyasya Sakashat. From the nearness of the teacher. That's the literal translation. What does it mean? Asriyarudaya arihil irundu. Acharyasya sakashatu. Acharya sakashatu. Which means remaining with the teacher and being able to study with him, study from him directly. It's not an online course, correspondence course. It is a residential course. Okay. But online means it is online, but still it is auto. It's also what? It's like residential only. Because you are able to see the teacher, you know. Therefore, Acharya Sakashat means good, you reminded me. Acharya Sakashat means from the teacher only. So without being able to stay with the teacher, you know, study with the teacher in person directly is a blessing. It's a blessing. Bhagavan's blessing and Guru's blessing also. Therefore, Acharya Prasadat implies Acharya Sakashat. Acharya Sakashat means Acharya Prasadat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.